Proclamation number 5505 of 12th of October, 1952. Fighting and wrestling leads to the goal. You will reach your aim on earth, the perfection of your soul through struggle and fight. This perfection cannot be given to you out of my love, but you yourselves have been given the task to shape yourselves so that you can enter the spiritual kingdom as perfected. And this task requires your will to struggle and overcome everything that characterizes you as imperfect beings. Therefore you have to wrestle. To apply all your strength, you have to fight a battle with yourselves. And this battle is often more difficult than fighting against an enemy which confronts you from the outside. For you still love the enemy you have within yourselves, otherwise it would be easy for you to drive it away. Love for your faults and weaknesses does not allow you to proceed seriously enough, and therefore you are required to wrestle and fight seriously in order to be able to emerge as victors. In order to achieve your aim on earth, that your soul has attained the maturity which is a prerequisite for entering the kingdom of light. And it will be understandable to you that the less you still love your defective ego, the easier the battle will be for you. Therefore you must try to get to know yourselves in order to also detest that which still clings to you, which you ought to overcome. Only when you realize that you are imperfect you will seriously strive to become the way as is my will, and then you will fight and struggle consciously, you will strive for perfection, and the strength will also flow towards you so that your battle will end victoriously. But anyone who still pays too much attention to the world does not know himself either, and therefore he does not make any effort to accomplish an inner change. His life will seemingly be easy on this earth. He has no inner scruples and misgivings. What he does he considers to be right because he only considers the earthly advantage but not the damage his soul will suffer as a result of his actions. For he does not recognize his state, his destiny and his earthly task. The human being has to seriously take himself to task. Only then will he fight against his wrong love, against all urges and faults which still rest within him as consequences of the former sin. To struggle and wrestle are indispensable if the human being wants to attain perfection, but with a serious will he will be victorious and his fate will be a glorious one. Amen.